guys want. Those guys desperately want to work at this station.
Right.
Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. Okay? Ain't going to happen.
You know, and it's the same attitude that's always been there when that happens in this company.
Right.
Because there ain't nobody minding the store.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Love you guys.
Thanks.
Listen to you for a long time.
Thanks.
Hey, you guys have nothing to worry about. Once I would leave, you guys are going to come out on top.
Here's the thing. You're right. Although we're fine either way, as right. Mike indicated, it's just a level of uncertainty at this radio station and other Infinity stations. That's ridiculous.
And then it's compounded by something like this up in Baltimore.
Hello.
It's just, you know, it's an irritation.
Tension instead of camaraderie.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, guys, how you doing today?
Okay.
I love you guys. I just want to say that I have heard the Big O and Duke show, and they call you schlubs all the time. They say stupid things. And that no talent Dukes, used to be a stalker that used to follow around, and he used to stalk the sports junkies way back in the day.
Well, no, I understand that their show is like an imitation of the junkies. That's fine. Imitation's the, you know, most sincerest form of flattery.
Mm-hmm.
But really, dudes, you got anything to say to me or to Mike about my wife or about Mike's ability? Be a man. Mm-hmm. Call the show. Don't be a two-faced coward going out to Mike's restaurant kissing his ass.
If it was those guys. I mean, I really was kind of, I thought that you know, I met those guys, and I remember I came to you and said that. These are guys, and you said, hey, well, I've heard that they do this, and man, now that I hear it's true, it's that pisses me off.
But listen, they are nothing on the food chain.
No, but don't walk up to me. Seriously, and if these guys are listening, don't walk up to me in my own joint and pretend, if you're going to sit there in the next and be that two-faced, where you come on and you're trashing us on your radio show. I'd trash you, but I've never had the pleasure of listening to one syllable.
Oh, you will tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have the tapes tomorrow.
Yeah.
These jerks. Losers. Idiots.
You want to give them our cum?
Want to be?
You want to give them our listeners?
See, this is what Hughes said to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why do you...
Well, I mean, I don't mind talking about them, but I don't think we should play their tape on the show.
Oh, you got to hear it. I mean, it'll piss you off.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we've been attacked before, but at least we've been attacked by a guy who has some talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely.
Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike, love the show, man.
Thanks.
Hey, Mike, I think you're talking about the guys that went to Seattle that were in Baltimore. I don't know if you're talking about the current
maybe,
guys.
Maybe I'm right. I might have been totally wrong.
Are you talking about Miles and whatever that Miles and that?
Maybe it was those guys.
Yeah, Miles. Yeah, I think it was them.
Yeah, you know what I do? You know what do I listen? And I don't want to.
Those guys were cool.
I don't want to sound smug or arrogant, but
really?
I don't pay attention.
Really?
I really don't pay enough attention. If somebody's coming up there being nice, I was like, hey, it was a nice conversation. If it's those other guys, fine. Then no problem.
Here's an update. Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, when you get into the specifics of those midday guys, they're dumping you up in Baltimore.
Hey, that's good. That's good that they're protecting them.
Yeah, because they are the future.
That's really good.
Wow!
Because we finally respond.
Wow!
We finally respond.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Hold on. Hold on. Here's another call.
Oh,
hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say the same exact thing as those guys. They dumped out a little earlier when you were talking about Big O.
Just remind you of, huh?
Yeah. And God forbid I said the same thing to Hughes. You know, now why is that? Why would they? Why are those guys allowed to talk about us?
But we not
but
them.
Then when we talk, why? Because they're so scary important to the company?
I wish I could hear what you guys said.
I'll tell you where you can hear it. DonandMikeWebsite.com. I guarantee, this is not our most entertaining segment today, but I guarantee that this entire thing will be on our website at 8 o'clock tonight.
The truth will be heard.
You bet your ass.
After I'm done with the shop, I'll be right over there.
All right. Thank you,
love
my friend.
Guys.
See ya.
Okay. Think they'll dump that out, too, in Baltimore? When we're telling you to go to our website?
You'll mention it enough. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
I listen to those guys every day, and when they had that comedian on talking about you guys, the comedian was doing the talking, and they
yeah right. Okay, have we already haven't we already been through this?
And they left him.
Jesus Christ! We got a break. Our time is all screwed up now today. But
this is important.
This is a good pep talk. Let's go out there and kick some ass.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Let's hear it for Infinity. Candace and WBUF today, but Howard's still on. And really great news at Live 105. The schlubs,
maybe
the losers.
It's time. Maybe it's time, once again, to call that guy that knows the thing about that thing that we like to talk about.
Okay.
Every now and then.
All right.
Maybe it's about time again.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Maybe one more before the end. One more little flip before the end of the string, okay?
Okay.
Because F them. F them all. Man, I swear to God. Oh, dumping us. Dumping us.
I know.
No, not again. Uh-uh. I don't
it's
think.
Freaking ridiculous.
A preemptive. I don't think we let it happen this time.
I tell you what, why don't we break?
Swear to God.
Why don't we break it? You can make the call.
You got to be impressed.
Okay.
Right. You're worked up. You know?
Go ahead. Right. You're more motivated than I am.
All right. Look forward to chatting with you for the first time, Mr. Zier.
I dumped that out. I didn't know that was the man you were mentioning, Mike.
I was madder than you thought I was. Okay, I'll say the thing you thought I was going to say. Okay. Hello, Mr. Ephraim.
You're funny. Now that'll be good on an outtake album. That's really good.
Yeah.
But Mike had to be deleted for saying a name.
Wow.
For saying a name of someone who works in the radio business at another company. That ain't our rap, Mike.
Okay.
We're here, we're queer.
Yeah.
And we're way late.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, boy, there goes that rock band again.
That's not rock. It's okay if you only know three chords, but God, put them in the right order.
That noise has been giving Nancy headaches all week. Then yesterday, her back broke out in scratch marks.
Well, I'll go over and straighten them out.
The Don and Mike Show. Pleased to be enjoying the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, listen, if you go to DonandMikeWebsite.com, you're not going to probably follow this. We haven't had time to talk about it, but there's a couple of pictures up there.
Well,
you should see. One of them is of Paris Hilton.
Nice
she's
picture.
She's doing an ad for Carl's Jr.
Oh.
Out in California. It's on our website right now at DonandMikeWebsite.com. Look at that. Doesn't that make you want to...
She looks better than ever in that, doesn't she?
Eat a nice big burger.
I kind of like the way that one part of the bathing suit doesn't fit that well.
Yeah. And also, we got a picture up there today on the website of Lindsay Lohan, who swears that she's not like Ally McBeal losing weight.
Right.
Take a look at that.
That's scary. That's
you know,
scary, yeah.
It looks like...
she's heading down to... who's that chick that used to date Jack Nicholson? Laura Flynn Boyle. Laura Flynn Boyle. She's heading into that territory.
Right.
And Laura Flynn Boyle now has gained weight back.
Somebody
back and probably looks better.
Yeah, that's relative.
Yeah.
Her getting weight back
this
is relative.
True.
She still is way, way skinny.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, in one of, I think it was the New York Daily News, Lindsay Lohan says, I'm just losing my baby fat. In fact, according to many people, I'm still a little overweight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what, though? That's my goal weight right there. Good for you, Mike.
Absolutely.
Go for it.
My goal is that burger that Paris Hilton's around. Hello. That's all I got.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, man. I heard all that mess them guys was talking last week. I listen there every day.
Yeah. Listen, those guys have had their 5 minutes on our show, and here's all we've got to say. You want a radio war, boys? I don't think you know what one is really like. It started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it has started, and the only way it stops is just like with Jack Diamond.
Right.
The day that these two hacks call us up and say they're sorry, and they'll just shut their little bitch mouths.
Absolutely.
Up here, that's HFS. They changed over to HFS.
And listen, Live 105. I'm not even listening to this guy. Live 105 in Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
Seriously, don't be dumping out what we say. We're not saying anything except what's happened on your radio station. If anything, I would have appreciated the same courtesy last week. But there was no need to show that last week, was there? But now there is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what are you going to come and say to when it gets to the higher-ups? Are you going to say, well, you know, you don't want to trash a show that's part of the same company? You don't want to do that. Not a show that's on the same station.
Yeah.
Hey, how about that? Yeah, sell that.
Yeah.
Good luck. Sell that policy where you did it to us.
Mm-hmm. Jerks.
Arr.
Jerks. Just wait. It's been a long, you know, it's been a long time since we've had a radio fight. We're going to do our best to make this our most entertaining battle.
Amen.
Our most bloody battle and our most spectacular battle.
Very good.
It's been a long time.
And the two-faced nature of this is the real reason for
bring
it.
Bring it on. Bring it on. Got to find out a little bit about you boys.
Absolutely.
Besides the fact that you like saying everything that the junkies say.
Right.
Besides that you like saying it's money or hurting.
Oh, is that what they do?
Yeah. Got to find out a little bit more about these boys, about that scary talent they got to open their big mouths. Yap about us, about how bad we suck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Well, as soon as me and Mike find out about you, I promise we'll talk about how bad you suck. Because unlike you knowing everything about us, we don't know anything about you.
We will.
So we're going to have to do a little research.
Find out the truth.
And I do mean little research. Just a tiny bit of research.
Just enough. Well, I know they're both midgets, right?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I mean, I'm serious. They are little guys.
Hello.
If they heard of me called dwarves.
Hi there. You're on the air. Little people.
I just wanted to make a comment about Live 105.7 in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. Okay, when they had Stern and this Miles and Steve and you guys and Ron and Fez, it's good. But all they've done now is just turn into HFS, which didn't have any ratings in the first place.
Oh, but listen, let's be honest. That move has worked out for them. HFS at night has done great in the ratings on Live 105. Mm-hmm.
It's frustrating that it's only you and Stern left, and when Stern goes, it'll just be you guys, and I'll have to move to Virginia.
Yeah, maybe.
Welcome.
The way it's looking, we're only going to have one station left.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of room here.
Be this station. That is, unless Howard decides to stay after he goes to satellite.
Mm-hmm.
unless they decide it would piss him off too much to really take his show off once he's
actually
quit.
Once he's going to another company.
Once he's quit and move somewhere else. You know, I bet, how much you want to bet that that's part of their contingency plan? That there are guys in the room going, well, we do have the tapes.
Yeah.
He has worked there for 15 years.
Who'd know? We could have the best of. We still own that product. yes, it wouldn't be fresh, but my goodness, we could sustain that for 365 days.
It's cheap. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Just calling to let you know, man. Don't even sweat them guys in Baltimore. They tried to be Steve and Montgomery and Thrill and them when they left. And that's disrespectful what the station did to you. I remember
listen, they're trying to be something they're not. They want to play in the world of the big boys with shock jocks. Boys, this thing you got is saying, my wife's a bitch. You want to talk about my wife? That's the best you can do?
Well, it's what's necessary, if that's the case, is to, you know, just find out. Find out more than we've ever found out before.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Hello, Don and Mike show. And urge some of our listeners to call those guys.
Absolutely.
Don and Mike.